Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going into a really powerful personal account, looking at the kinds of challenges faced by a visually impaired young man.
Yeah, it's quite revealing.
We're going to explore how visual impairment can intersect with, well, social exclusion and serious financial problems. Mm-hmm. It's all based on this blog post from July 2025.
Exactly. And this deep dive should shed light on, you know, the reality of trying to navigate a world where basic opportunities just aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows how the one path that's often presented as hope, formal education, well, that path itself is full of these huge, often hidden barriers.
So the blog starts off making this really stark point about jobs, vocational opportunities.
Right.
For people who can see, there's a whole list, isn't there? Bricklaying, cabinet making, tailoring, skills you can learn.
Yeah, paths to making a living.
But what does the blog say about the options for someone visually impaired? Is it really that restricted?
Oh, it's incredibly restricted. The post is clear. Those kinds of hands-on skill jobs, they're just off the table. And what's fascinating, or perhaps telling, is how formal education gets framed. It's not just an option. It's pushed as their only hope.
The only way.
Yeah, the key to success, the only route to being seen as a responsible member of society. It seems like society doesn't really offer another valued role.
So education gets this absolute priority.
Completely. It's given this singular focus because of that perception.
But okay, even getting that education, this only hope, it's not straightforward. This is where it gets pretty tough, right?
Definitely. The blog talks about all these additional expenses involved.
Which make it, what, almost impossible?
Near impossible, yeah. Especially for someone maybe in their late 20s or 30s trying to get through even secondary school without serious help.
Help from where? Government, NGOs?
Government bodies, NGOs, or just individuals, yeah. And the cost of basic tools is just staggering. Think about this. A stylus.
A tool they use for writing Braille.
Yeah.
Like a pen for us.
Exactly. That essential tool costs at least M3000 in Nigeria, according to the post.
Okay, M3000 compared to a regular pen.
Which costs maybe N50, N70. So you're talking, what, 40, 50, 60 times the price?
That's unbelievable. For one essential item.
It makes it incredibly difficult to afford, let alone replace if it gets lost or broken, especially if you have limited means.
And this raises the question of family support, doesn't it?
It does. And often the families, well, they want to help, but they just can't provide much.
Other kids to look after, maybe?
Exactly. Plus, the blog mentions many parents have already spent everything, life savings, sold belongings, trying treatments to help their child regain sight.
Often with no success, I imagine.
Often with no positive outcome, as the post puts it. And this leads to huge delays in starting or continuing education, especially for kids from a humble background.
So the whole family is strained.
The weight falls on everyone. It's a systemic issue, not just an individual one.
And the blog points to a really distressing outcome of all these barriers, a coping mechanism. So what does this all mean for someone trying to get educated?
Well, tragically, it means many visually impaired individuals feel driven to become professional beggars.
Beggars.
Yeah.
To fund their education.
Yes, that's the shocking part. It's not just about survival day to day. It's often a desperate attempt to raise the funds needed for their education, to achieve that life, that dignity they're aiming for.
Wow. That's really tough to hear. Begging for the tools to learn.
It's a terrible situation where the system forces them into this just to pursue the very thing society says is their only path.
So if we connect this to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
It just perfectly shows how physical disability, social exclusion, and this crushing financial hardship all compound each other.
Exactly. It's not one single problem. It's layer upon layer of barriers that make progress incredibly difficult.
And it demands attention, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Especially given how society, according to this account, seems to peg their entire value on getting that formal education.
This deep dive, it really just highlights the sheer grit needed to even try to get an education against these kinds of odds.
Mm.
And it shows the hidden costs, financial and personal, that come with visual impairment when you're just trying to find your place. The system offers one narrow path, but puts massive obstacles right on it.
Which leaves us with a question, doesn't it? Beyond these immediate struggles, what would truly inclusive support look like?
Yeah.
What does real opportunity demand from us, from society, when the basic tools for learning are a luxury and so many jobs are simply out of reach from the start? What does that truly demand?